Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. Here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. Looks like we missed the new intro in there somewhere, so we accidentally played the old one. But anyway, this is the Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin, and I am, of course, joined by my lady, my love, my partner, Robin. How you doing tonight, sweetheart?
I'm doing very well, but I heard the new one that had my name in it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
All right. Well, I was hearing something different on my side. All right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, how are you tonight?
I am doing very well.
Cool.
Happy to have you home.
Say again?
I'm happy to have you home for a change. So it's nice. I'm good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to be, you know, home on a show night.
Yeah, yeah,
working from the home studio here, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. So, normally we talk about what's going on with the weather on either side of the state and that sort of thing, but here we are, all up in the same place and looking forward to a nice evening. And
yeah.
So, maybe we should just go ahead and start talking with our guest. Now,
what a novel idea.
Yeah. So, as many of you know, we have been interviewing all of the artists that are going to be on the Green Album that's going to be released at Cal Bear Fest. And we've been talking to a lot of the people that are going to be at Cal Bear Fest, some of them not on the Green Album, but yeah, we've been making a big push with the Caldera Fest this year. And so tonight we have one of the bands that's going to be on the Green Album, but unfortunately we won't get a chance to meet them at the Caldera Fest because they already had other obligations. So a little disappointed to hear that we're not going to get a chance to meet the five members of Witch's Mark. But we do have Bill Sheets with us tonight. Let's go ahead and get Bill in here. Bill, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Bill.
Going pretty well.
Hi. You guys are. I have some corrections for you. It looks like you got some things reversed there. Well, you were saying that we're not going to be at the Caldera Fest?
No, he
That's
said you
what
were.
I was told.
Oh, no, we're going to be there.
Awesome.
You're going to be there. You're not on the Green Album.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, I got some stuff twisted up in my information. I do apologize. So we will get a chance to meet you.
Yeah, we'll be playing on Friday at 5:30 p.m.
Awesome.
Outstanding. All right, cool, because you're one of the bands I was looking forward to meeting and talking to you guys in person. So that's pretty exciting for me.
All right.
I'm glad I was wrong. I had that mixed up.
I'm sure when they come out with the second Green Album, we'll probably make that one. We just missed this one.
Aw. Well, I was always looking forward to
them. Yeah, the deadlines can be kind of tricky.
Yeah, we were in the middle of making our third album, Rise Reborn Evolve, when that album was being produced and whatnot. So we just missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There may be a few people out there in our listenership that are not familiar with Witch's Mark. And for those few people who don't know you guys, and ladies, if you would tell us a bit about yourself, about the band, how you got started, and just give us a history and a rundown of who you are.
Okay. Witch's Mark. We got together initially back in about 2006 or so. We were it was my idea. I was kind of sitting around, you know, where you go to these pagan festivals and you're sitting around the fire and everybody's meaning, you know, the typical. And I just decided that we used to go to a repeat function that would happen four times a year. And one day I was just kind of sitting around. I said, wouldn't it be great to have like an acoustical getup, you know, where we could play guitar and beat some drums and just kind of have like, you know, like a little sing-along and whatnot and just have like a whole acoustical setup and, you know, making up some pagan songs revolving around it. And so it started off as being an acoustical band, actually, which is Mark did. And within a few months, it just evolved. It started evolving into a little bit more of a pagan rock thing. And our first album we put out, Stone Soup, you know, if you listen to our three albums, where Stone Soup was put out back in 2009, I believe, and you progress to Rise Reborn Evolve, you can actually see, you can hear distinctly a progression where it started off very folky, and we just kind of got more aggressive as we continued on over the years to what we have now. But it's all pagan-based. Everything we do is pagan-based. We've stayed true to that with all of our songs. And anybody who listens to them, especially if you're pagan, which, you know, you'll hear those, you know, you read the lyrics, you know, you'll see all of those. Some of it can be hidden to people who aren't pagan, but if you're pagan, you see it right away.
Yep, fair enough.
Yeah. But that's where pretty much where we started from. Like I said, we started off being an acoustic getup and just kind of progressed from there and just kept doing. I guess it started off being where we thought everybody would kind of like listen and play along. And then we ultimately started getting so passionate about it that we started playing what we have a passion for. So it started getting a little bit heavier.
Okay. So it was like a pagan pickup band, and then it just kind of grew from there.
Exactly. Yep. We kind of started off with, we originally had seven people in the band. And and then it just kind of weeded itself down to what we are today, you know, and stuck around. And now we've kind of got exactly where we want to be. It was a growth. It was definitely a growth. It's really neat. It really did grow like that. It started off as like an infant. And now we're like in our teenage stage, you would say.
Yeah, very cool.
Cool.
And so you say you can follow the growth of this interesting little child by listening to all three albums back to back and just listen to the child grow into what it is now.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody gets if they listen to Stone Soup, which is our first album, and hear that, and then they throw in To Know, To Will, To Dare, To Rock is our second album, and that one gets a little bit more edgy, a little bit more mature, so to speak, and then you get to our third album where it just gets more intense and just kind of grows up a little bit more. You can totally hear it.
Okay. Yeah, I'd heard the term like pagan rock metal used in your direction. So,
yeah, I'd say the first two albums we were in the pagan rock place. The third album is where we started crossing over to slash metal, so to speak. It's still a female singer, very clean singer. Karina Sky, is our lead vocalist, and we just got, as far as instrumentally, and we got a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more exciting, and kind of like to think of it like almost like as a weird way of saying it. It's like imagine like sex or something. Like you start off slow, and you start off, you know, and then by the time you get, you know, you really get going and everything. And that's our third album is The Orgasm.
That's cute. Awesome. It's good that you feel your music.
I'm just thinking, I'm looking forward to this show. This ought to be great.
Yeah, no, we definitely put a lot into the show. Anybody who want, you know, who hasn't seen us live, we really go all out for a live show. I mean, we really, you know, put it out there. You know, we really want to make our fans happy, and you know, we want them to hear the cleanest, best we can play, and you know, have a visual excitement also. So we really put a lot into it.
Cool.
Well, excellent. I am certainly looking forward to meeting you guys in person. You sound like a fun bunch, yeah. So you were talking about, you know, you started off with kind of the folksy stuff, and then you started grabbing onto your passion. So what are some of the influences? What are some of the bands or groups or artists that inspired you or your musical style?
Well, you know, in the beginning, we really were, like the first album, we were really playing, we knew we had an audience of anywhere from 8 years old to 80 years old, because we really were, like I said, we really looked around us at festivals, and that's what we saw. You know, there was people, there was young people, there was old people, and we really wanted to create some music in the beginning for everybody else. You know, we really wanted to get it going where it was like, you know, we want to make a song to where everybody's going to really like it, you know. And it sounds selfish, but if you talk to other musicians especially, they'll understand what I'm saying, is that it sounds selfish, but when you're writing music, you have to write from your heart. You know, you have to write from what comes out of you. And really the first album, we were writing for everybody else. You know, I mean, we were writing, when we would write a song, we would say, do you think people are going to like this? You know, do you think that this is going to float? Do you think that this song's going to be okay for the people we're playing for and stuff like that? And during the second album, you know, so that's how we wrote the first album. So it was very folky in a sense. But it still had some rock over some. Some of the songs still have some rock, but a lot of it's very folky. Our second album, we kind of like stopped asking that question so much, to where we were saying, you know, hey, let's write a couple of songs that we want to play, that are going to be fun for us to play, that are really going to, like, you know, be like where we're talking from our heart, you know, our soul. When we started throwing more of those in there, and in our third album, we really flat out just said, you know what, we're writing from our heart and soul, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. At least we're writing now from us, so that when people do connect with the music now, it's going to be extra special because it's something that they connect with us on the same level, you know.
Yeah.
Our influences for that have progressed over the years. Our influences, I mean, really were paganism at the beginning, to be honest with you. There was no bands that we looked at and said, hey, what do we want to sound like or anything like that. It literally was the people around us, the pagan peoples around us that were, you know. But as we progressed, we started getting some influences of people we enjoy to hear, which are mostly Euro bands, Nightwish, Within Temptation, Blackmore Nights, Incubus Succubus, bands like that.
Mm-hmm.
Lacuna Coil, that's a good one. Yeah. I've also got Thelema, the keyboardist here, and the drummer. Caro.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Glad you're with us. Thanks for being here.
What? Sorry.
Can you hear us?
That, can hear you now.
Okay, good. Caro was just saying how glad he was to have you guys with us.
It's nice to be with you guys.
Definitely. Me being the newest member to the Witches Mark family, I am blown away by this album. It is, in my opinion, a masterpiece compared to nothing, you know, taken away from the other albums that, you know, I hadn't been exposed to until hearing the new sound that they have. And it is, I think everyone's in for a great surprise.
Awesome.
He's a master composer, and I think it's just I was blessed to meet these people and to, you know, have an opportunity to play this music with such awesome musicians and people, and being on a cool like level that's very, you know, comfortable. So that's where I'm at. I just wanted to throw that in there. I love music, and you know, I came in after the album was done. However, it really blew me away, and I've been playing for quite some time with a lot of different bands, and this is the best and by far the deepest music I think I've been involved in playing.
Wow, cool. Well, it's always good to hear happy band members. That's always a good. That's always good.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
We're playing. Well, we're going to be playing. We have a show tomorrow night at Beach Gardens, and some other local shows, and Caldera is doing Fire the Beltane.
Yeah, Fire the Beltane in April 23rd.
Down
here.
Is that?
That's in Bonita Springs, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really looking forward to Caldera Fest. That's going to be a major blast. I'm really super looking forward to meeting all these bands. I've been going through the internet and printing out their pictures, all the bands that are going to be there on Photoshop. Seriously, this is going to be awesome because what I wanted to do was bring all their pictures and luckily, being one of the bands, I get backstage access.
Yeah.
So I get to go meet all these bands and get their autographs. And what we plan on doing is bringing them back to our studio and hanging them up all over the walls with these 25 other bands. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
That is awesome. Good for you guys.
It's going to be a very cool experience. We're looking forward to meeting a lot of people and catching up with some people that we've already met. So,
yeah.
All right, so we're headed toward the song break. And we've got a song queued up to play for you guys, one of your songs tonight from, I understand it's from Rise Reborn Evolve. Bill, could you tell us a little bit about the song and where this idea comes from to tell this story?
Taliesin, the song is called Taliesin, and what it's about is about an ancient bard, a very famous bard in the Celtic tradition named Taliesin. And it's basically his story of how he was born. It's a story about a witch, Caradwyn,
who is a great goddess witch, and she had a son called Afagdu, who was very ugly, born very, very ugly. And to make up for it, she wanted to make him a very wise person. So to make a long story short, she made a potion that had to be stirred for a year and a day, and she hired this boy, Gwion, to do it. And ultimately, at the last minute, at the end of the year and a day, which, as you can hear, you know, very symbolic there, the cauldron pops, the water pops, and a drop pops out on his thumb, and he sticks his thumb in his mouth and eats it, and then becomes the wisest, most beautiful, like the wisest person in the universe, you know, because that's what she was making this potion for her ugly son to because he was so ugly, she wanted to at least make him wise, okay? And she realizes this, and she chases him. So the song is about a chase, and she chases him. He turns into a hare. She turns into a greyhound. He turns into a sparrow. She turns into a hawk. He turns into a salmon. She turns into a – so it's all about transformation. And ultimately, she eats him. I mean, he turns into a grain, and she eats him. And then 9 months later, she gives birth to a baby boy who she can't keep because she knows it's him. So she lets him go on the ocean, and a fisherman finds him and picks him up and holds him up to the sky and says and names him Taliesin, and he's the greatest bard in Celtic tradition. And it's basically that story.
Cool.
Well, excellent. All right, and this is one of the songs that we're going to also hear live at Calderfest.
Yeah, we'll hear it, yep.
All right. Oh, well, let's go ahead and play that song, and then we've got a couple of advertisements to play in our rejoin, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Everybody stick around.
Sounds awesome.
come join us on International Pagan Radio. We air great artists such as Twathadea, Dragon's Head.
Some of them come in the lonely, some of them stay for a spell, some of them stay for a message from the oracle in the well.
Green Fortune.
I remember when I first walked in this garden, I, against my will.
David Wood. Rising.
Lose yourself in rhythm, lose yourself in time, caught up in the spiral,
and many, many more.
Time. Following the music, following the beat, dancing with.
Like our page and join our group on Facebook. InternationalPaganRadio.com, where it's all pagan, all the time.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Twathadea, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Tower, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin.
Hello.
And hey, Robin, how you doing? Robin, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, you did hear me come back from the break, right?
Yes, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the switches weren't flipping, and I wasn't sure what was going on, so.
Yeah.
All right, and we're joined tonight by our special guest here under the shady tree with us. We've got Bill Sheets from Witch's Mark, and I think there's a couple of other band members over there on the other end of the phone with Bill. Thanks all of you guys for being with us tonight. A very cool song, very, very interesting story. And I'm familiar with the story, so I was enjoying that. So Caldera Fest, yeah, that is going to be such an amazing good time. I really am taking Woodstock. So one of the questions I've been asking all of the people that come on the show that are going to be there, I understand that each of the bands is doing some sort of a workshop or something to interact with the attendees. And I was just wondering what you guys are planning.
Huh. That's the first I'm hearing of it.
Ah.
That's the first I'm hearing of that. I had no idea. No, I don't.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, this is.
Well, won't it be a surprise when you get there and your name is on there to work?
Yeah, we can come up with something, I'm sure.
Sure, I'm sure. I think Dave was telling us that most of the workshops were being run by band members, and they were pretty, you know, oriented to their genre or a musical instrument that they play. And it was really sort of a way for people who were attending to sort of talk to the band members and get to know them and see what they do and what their inspirations are. So I wouldn't sweat it.
Okay, simple. Well, you know what? We could be there and just talk to people.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
So how did you all start out being musicians? What brought you into this life?
I mean, for myself, I just knew when I was a kid that, you know, I wanted to be in a band. I mean, that's all I ever wanted to do. I remember when I was in high school, like, I'm a tall guy. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4", 260 pounds. You know, when I was in high school, I was 6'4". I remember the basketball coach trying to haul me in, and I remember saying, I went to two practices, and I said, man, I said, I really just want to do music. I said, I don't want to do sports.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, you know, like this wrestler-sized guy, but, you know, it's like, that's just my life is music, you know? I mean, that just kind of has always been there, you know? What about you, Salima?
I just grew up around it. My dad and brother both played guitar, and I would stay home sick from school. And my dad would say I could stay home sick as long as I would sing while he played guitar. So I just grew up in it.
Yeah.
She became a musician to stay home from school. That's a good message.
Oh,
that's a good
yeah.
message to the kid. What about you, Carol?
Well, for me, I was groomed to be a baseball player as a kid, and played the snare drum when I was in middle school. But when I went on to college, I was playing a little baseball, and there was one of the teammates' brother's band supposed to play at a party after a game, and the drummer was MIA, so they threw me on the drums. Said, "You play the drums?" I've only played a snare drum, but I just got it. Ever since then, I've played all over the country. I've had different opportunities to play different styles of music, and I chose music. I have a love for it, and that's just it. I chose music over
but he was into baseball, so it all involves holding a big stick or holding a stick and beating stuff with it.
There you go. That's right.
That's all right. We're internet radio. It's all good.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I don't play much of an.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't play much of an instrument, but I kind of grew up around music, too, and spent the probably the early 80s. I'm a tad older than some of you guys, I think. I spent the early 80s roadieing for bands like New York City punk rock bands, Ramones, and some of the others that were popular at the time. You probably wouldn't know them because they were mostly local, but... So I love music, too, and I'm so psyched to be interviewing all the different artists, and I love your sound. It's very unique, and good for you that you know, doing your own thing. I always respect that, so thanks for sharing it with us.
No problem. Yeah, these bands that are, you know, these other pagan bands, you know, one of the things that I didn't mention was when we started, which is Mark, another thing that drove me to start it was that I wasn't aware of any pagan bands, really, very few back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very interesting and very cool that since we started Witch's Mark, we have been running into a lot more bands. You know, pretty much when we started Witch's Mark, the only bands I knew of was Incubus, Succubus,
mm-hmm.
and Windy Rule. You know,
mm-hmm.
right.
Now to see all these other bands, to learn about all these other bands that are actually out there and just how awesome they are. I mean, I love like Tuatha Dea and like Damn the Bard and like all
mm-hmm.
these bands, man, are just like so amazing. And it's so awesome to be, in a sense, you know, I mean, I don't even know them, but you kind of feel like you have like that brotherhood and sisterhood, you know what I'm saying? Like that family,
sure.
you know, because you
yeah.
are in the same path, you know?
And it's going to be really cool to meet them, you know, at the, to meet everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that you guys started writing from the heart, as it were. Yeah, I've written, I use the written word. And I spent some time as a reporter, and I was writing what other people wanted, and then I started writing my own articles. And it's just, it flows, and you can feel, you know, something when you're writing from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. And
yeah,
it's very cool to hear people develop into that, into themselves. And
yeah.
I'm excited.
It makes your, I mean, writing music is like any other art, you know, like painting or whatever it might be, where you're paint, you know, you have a blank canvas in front of you and you're creating a piece of art. And that art's coming from your heart and soul, you know. I mean,
yeah,
the times I've written music where I've sat there and gone back over it and read the words and listened to the music and, like, you know, brought tears to your eyes or made you very, you know, whatever emotion it evoked. But the real joy comes when you show your art to somebody else or you play your art for somebody else, or somebody else hears your art and they get it. And, you know, and they share the same things, or even where they come back and it inspires something completely different. We've had people walk up to us and talk about our music and talk about a specific song and explain what they felt and what the song was all about. And it's funny because they'll tell us what they feel like the song's completely about, and it's totally wasn't written like that. It wasn't written to be about the subject they're talking about, but they got it and they connected with it, with whatever they felt it was. And it makes it, that connection makes it totally special. We have Wiccan Soldier on the second album where we wrote it about soldiers. What really inspired us for that song was, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago where, you get their names, but there was a soldier that was over and there was a big ordeal going on where they wouldn't put a pentagram on his headstone. And a bunch of pagans got together, a bunch of Wiccans and pagans and whatnot, and they basically were like, hey, if, you know, I mean, Jews can have their symbol, even like the Freemasons can have their symbol on their headstones. Why can't Wiccans, pagans, or why any pagans have a pentagram if they choose on their headstone? And then they won, you know. But the whole song was inspired where it was about soldiers and whatnot that were overseas that happened to be pagan. And we learned it because we actually had a friend of ours who was in the Navy during wartime. And he was telling us how on the boat they actually had pagan ceremonies, you know. We were like, wow, you know, we had no idea. So we actually wrote a song for, you know, pagan soldiers where, hey, because we know that over, especially in situations like that where a lot of times things will be about the major religions. You know, they'll be about, you know, they'll have functions and whatnot for major religions, but not necessarily for pagans. So the song was basically saying, hey, you know, that you're here, this is your religion, and, you know, the goddess is with you and the god's with you, and, you know, the whole song talks about that. And we had a person come back to us in an email at one point saying how her boyfriend had just gone over to defend, you know, work and defend his country and whatnot, and, you know, that Wiccan Soldier was a song that majorly inspired them and helped them get through until he came back. And, you know, it was really cool.
That is a cool story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
I've worked with some distinctive group leaders on some of the military posts here in the U.S. and helped advise some of the distinctive, they call it distinctive group leaders. And they're kind of adjuncts to the chaplaincy, but they're not full chaplains. And so, yeah, it's very cool to hear. And I spent a good bit of time working with helping promote people that were having events supporting the Pentacle when I was on a previous incarnation on the on Blog Talk Radio with a different network. So that is a very cool story, and hearing that you inspired someone, that always feels good.
Yeah, definitely. That lets you know that what you're doing, you know, has a meaning for other people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, validation.
Absolutely.
In all its forms.
Yep.
All right. Well, we are coming toward the time when it's would you like to ask our guests to tell us a little bit about where they're going to be for the next few months? I know we're getting into festival season. Although down there in Florida, festival season runs a little bit longer than it does up here. So I know you're going to be Caldera Fest on Memorial Day weekend, but what you got going on leading up to that and maybe a couple of months after?
Well, we've recently, we up until literally this month, we have always, Witch's Mark over the years, has we've always just played festivals. We just recently decided that we were going to start playing local clubs and whatnot, clubs throughout Florida, you know, not just pagan festivals. And that being said, well, we have tomorrow night, actually, we have a show at a place in Palm Beach Gardens called Swamp Grass Willies, where we'll be playing with a few other bands.
Where is this?
Huh?
Where did you say that was?
Swamp Grass Willies in Palm Beach Gardens.
Oh, cool.
We've got on April 1st, the Friday after, we've got the American Rock Bar and Cafe in Deerfield Beach, Florida. April 23rd, Fires of Beltane in Bonita Springs, Florida, which is a weekend-long fest that obviously celebrates Beltane. And it's at Summerlin's Ranch, and all of these can be found on our website at www.witchesmark.com. We have May 21st at O'Malley's Sports Bar in Margate, Florida. Of course, Caldera Fest in Lafayette, Georgia. After that, we kind of got we have New York. We're going to be in New York in on June, what is that, Saturday, June 18th at Gussie's Bar. And then we're going to be on another radio show called The Real Radio Show on June 19th, and that's going to be from New York also. Yeah, that's hosted by Twisted Sister. If anybody remembers that band.
Yeah.
Did you just say Twisted Sister?
Yes.
Oh my God, that was the first band I saw on Long Island when I was like 14.
Yeah, so we're going to be actually at their studio doing playing a few songs and going through a few things with them. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Yep, and then we kind of like kept our schedule open. You know, we're kind of still bringing in gigs, but then on October 29th, we have the 19th annual Witches Ball in Oakland Park, Florida, which is a huge party. It's a Halloween party that's put on every year, and it's we haven't played there in quite a few years, and they asked us to come back this year, so it's pretty neat. That's a really nice party.
Excellent.
Oh,
yeah, it sounds like you got a busy season coming up.
Say again?
As it sounds like you got a busy summer coming up.
Yeah, definitely, you know. Yeah, and those dates will all be filled in, you know, as we move along. You know, it's like those are just dates we have now. Of course, you know, bands go, you kind of figure stuff out as you go along as far as, like, you know, scheduling gigs here and there, seeing who can play what. And there's five of us we have to consider, and the lead singer is, you know, Karina Sky. She's a full-time singer, so her schedule is always booked constantly, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Actually, being the newest person to the band, was supposed to debut with them probably, 4 months ago?
Yeah.
And right before my debut, what was a festival in Moonfair, I got hit on my motorcycle and broke my clavicle. So,
oh,
no.
So, you know, we got these dates booked up, and I'm glad to have them, but I think that was pretty much why we're not completely booked out. Otherwise, I think by now we'd have the whole summer booked without a doubt.
Yeah.
We had some medical, you know, some...
some stuff happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness you're okay.
He was on a toy run when he got hit, too.
Yeah.
The Toys for Tots thing, you know, it was a whole, like, you know, it was a whole, you know, charitable thing and everything. And, you know, it's just, you know, I figure things happen for a reason, so, you know.
Yeah, that's terrible. Usually when they have big runs like that, there are so many motorcycles that, you know, people are usually paying attention, but not always.
Yeah, that's the problem, is he was on the way. He never even made it there. He was on the way there, so he wasn't with those people. That's what...
Yeah, it wasn't with the group, yeah. All right, well, we would like to thank you guys again for being with us and sharing a little bit of time with us under the shady tree. It has been great hanging out with you guys. So,
thanks
for being with us.
Thank you.
And it's about time for us to start talking about, let's see, now give us one more time, give us and our listeners the website and how it's spelled to get in touch with you guys.
All right, it's www.witchesmark.com. It's the witches is without the E. It doesn't matter how you spell it. It's all going to go to our website.
Okay.
It's witchesmark.com.
All right, witchesmark.com. That's easy enough to remember.
Yes, sir.
All right, Robin, do you have anything else?
No, I guess I'm good. I want to thank you guys for coming and being with us and spending your evening here. I saw that you guys have a gig tomorrow night, so you probably want to get, you know, some good rest and be ready for your gig. And I wish you guys all the luck in the world. And I'm really looking forward. I'm really excited you guys are going to be at Caldera Fest, and we'll get to meet you guys there.
Definitely. We can't wait. We're totally psyched for that. Totally psyched.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right.
All right. Well, we'll see you there. Thanks, guys.
All right,
Robin, how does somebody get in touch with us?
You can always get in touch with Terry and I at littlestonebridge@gmail.com, or you can always get in touch with us on our Facebook page, which is Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings. And that Facebook page is generally for people who are interested in having Terry and or I or us together speak at an event or contact us for whatever the services we provide. And we have all sorts of things, workshops that we offer, communication workshops for couples. We do sacred sexuality workshops. We do spiritual counseling. I'm a holistic health coach, so we do whole life holistic health coach counseling and all kinds of cool stuff, drum circles. So if you're interested in finding out about that and having us come to your event, please find us at the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page. And you can also get in touch with us for the radio station through CERN.org@gmail.com. Is that correct?
You got it.
Okay, good. So anything pertaining to the radio station, you can send there. And, of course, you can always reach Terry or myself on our personal Facebook pages. My Facebook page is Robin A. McKean, and Terry's Facebook page is Rev Terry Power HP, and you can get in touch with him through that page. And I believe also, Terry, you have a Twitter account?
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP.
And that would just about do it.
Yeah. And let's see, the Red Cherry Power HP and the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings, and we also have a Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page. All of those are like pages. So when you go there, like it, let us know you're around. And
yeah.
It also gets you a little bit of content that maybe the masses don't get. So you want to be plugged into what we're doing. That's also where we put a lot of pictures from our travels on the Revcherry Power HP page.
Uh-huh.
So you can always see where we are in the world. Let's see now. Some of the events we've got coming up, I don't think we've got anything between now and Caldera Fest. We're putting all of our energies into that. Wait a minute. When is the Pagan, the Pagans in the Park?
June 11th.
Okay, so. And then June 18th, we're going to be at the Hands of Change event in New Jersey. You know the location on that one.
I believe that's going to be, I think it's river. It's right in East Brunswick. It's a big park on the river.
East Brunswick. Okay, that's what I was trying to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some other stuff that is not quite firmed up. But if you are interested in having us come out and speak, doing appearances as Spiritual Unity Radio Network, we do some live remotes from festivals when we do attend, just get in touch with us. The littlestonebridge@gmail.com is the easiest way to find us for those. So thanks again to everybody for being with us tonight. It has been a ton of fun. I always like talking to people and listening to music and hanging out with the artists and getting a little bit of an idea of who they are and what they feel about their music. So I think we've just about said what we need to say tonight. So, Robin, have you got any final thoughts? Anything you want to say as we wrap up?
Final thoughts. Well, no.
All right. Well, again, thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to Bill Sheets and the other members of Witches Mark that joined us tonight. Thank you for sharing your song and your story. Thank our listeners for sharing their evening with us and taking time out of your day to spend with us. We are honored, and we thank you very much. And with that, we will wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.